107 Jack FM. Good morning. I'm Steve Allen, sitting in for Robin Banks, and AJ is over there. I've nicked a catchphrase. I feel bad. But you know, it's nice to see you. Nice. Done it twice.
Oh, you've done it twice now.
But not only that, also joined by it's Claire and Lee from Sales. Are you technically from Sales?
No.
Good. No offence.
I don't want to be associated with them.
Which department are you technically in?
I'm in my own special department.
Special department. Well, do you know what?
It's special.
It's pleased to meet you. I'm Steve.
Thank you. Hello, we have met.
I know we've met. We're just on air. We've been the property. But also, I'm not here for long, so don't worry too much about being nice to me.
Okay.
Johnny came in yesterday, go, oh, I just want to meet you. It's not worth meeting me. I'm here for a week and a day. But he was being nice, bless him. And Lee from Sales as well.
Quick,
move into the mic,
sir. Yes, hi.
Quick question about Sales.
Yes.
So there's you, there's Mel, there's Leanne.
Yep, that's right, it's three of us.
Why are all the three people in Sales so darn good looking?
I can't answer that.
That's why I thought you were in Sales. Take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got the Mel, the and yourself, sir.
Thanks.
Dang. But by contrast, all of us in programming.
Oh, don't say
Pug Ugly.
Loud.
How's that work?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't
that
go
far.
That far.
Don't be mean. Then please sit down.
Thank
Great.
You.
I feel good about myself now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it might not be a looker, but I know biscuits. And that's what we're dealing with today. This is the biscuit off the dunk test. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard it, there was a challenge. Basically, what's the best biscuit in terms of dunking? And Mel said chocolate hobnob because, I don't know, she like never went to school or something. I don't know, stupid answer. And you said, AJ, you said...
I went for rich tea, which I'm holding in my hand now. The tea in the title, maybe there's something to them?
I think so.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Claire.
Look what Hobnob's got in the titles. Calm down. And then, so we've also got the Belvita something or other. We've got the Jammy... It was a work experience... Yeah, the off-brand Jammy Dodgers, because I had to buy them. And I can't get in these.
They're very difficult. I've really struggled with my rich teas, actually. This is what happens when you buy off-brand. They don't have the little seal that you just peel away.
I'm northern. This is what happens. I buy off-brand. There we go. So, we're going to dish out the water, hold it in, and as soon as you get failure... You need to shout out. Oh, are you being mum? Claire, oh, Claire's being mum. That's good.
Claire's pouring as well.
Don't overfill it. Look at me.
Jeez, I've already done two mugs worth, Claire, so just have to do three more now.
Yeah.
Oh, Lee's gone straight in with the Jammy Dodgers as well.
I don't blame him. I think it is the dark horse.
The jam sandwich creams, actually.
Because there's...
We have these two, yeah?
It's issues of viscosity. I think that could be a strong one. So have we all got the hot drinks?
Yeah.
You might need to do two biscuits each as well, by the way.
Biscuits each?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't have one of these. Maybe I should have one of these.
Oh, hang on.
Because organisation is important on radio, and that's why... Right, are we ready to go?
All right, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to dunk.
Right, on your marks.
Okay.
Get set.
Uh-huh.
Dunk.
Dunk away, okay.
I mean, you've got to hold it at a bit of an angle, I think. Oh, this is...
An angle.
You keep lifting just in case there's a little...
Oh, wow, mine's wobbling already.
What about the biscuits?
Mine's doing a...
Oh no! Oh, Bourbon failure!
Bourbon's gone.
Which one's gone?
Belvita.
Belvita epic fail, Belvita.
Oh, there it goes.
The rich tea's gone.
Rich tea has gone.
The Jammy Dodgers.
The Hobnob's still going.
Hobnob is still going.
It's
melty.
Apologise
to
Mel.
It's a bit melty, but it's still there.
It's
still
all
going.
Between it's the beautiful. Jammy Dodger and the chocolate Hobnob. Who will win?
This music is so appropriate, isn't it?
The Hobnob has gone. The winner is the Jammy Dodger. Oh, there it broke as well. We live and learn.
Wow.